Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to At Home in Connecticut, your guide to all aspects of daily living in Connecticut. Hosted by Bill Pierce and produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome. My guest this morning is Eric Burendorf. He is CEO of Evernet Consulting, LLC. And what we're going to be talking about this morning is protecting personal data and information online. Eric, good morning and welcome.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
And Eric, could you just tell our listeners a little bit about Evernet Consulting?
Evernet is an IT service provider out of the Hartford area. We provide services and support for businesses throughout Connecticut, Lower New England.
And can you tell our listeners why data breaches at companies have become more common, especially lately?
Well, I would actually say that they haven't become more common. Mm-hmm. I just think that they've become more publicized, if you
right.
will. You've got huge outfits like Target, Equifax, TurboTax, all being recent targets of significant hacks.
Now, how do hackers get past virus protection and company firewalls, which just about everybody, I assume, has by now?
Yeah, I mean, certain levels of protection are pretty ubiquitous by now. Email is without a doubt the single biggest attack vector for hackers. These attacks are so automated nowadays that hackers, they make a program, it harvests emails, passwords, and then they just set it and forget it and they just wait for a fish to hit the line, essentially. One of the biggest vulnerabilities is, the hackers, they succeed in attacking one company, and they harvest all the emails and passwords from that company. Mm-hmm. And then what they do is they take those credentials and they bang against all the other companies. Mm-hmm. And if you're one of the countless folks out there that use the same password for more than one account, mm-hmm. You could see how that just becomes a chain reaction.
No, absolutely. Now, is there anything that can be done to protect personal medical information? Because I know that, too, has been hacked.
Yeah. When your information is in the stewardship of another provider, you're basically at the mercy of their care and sophistication. I went to the dentist a couple weeks ago, and my dentist is all digital, taking photographs, digital EMR, electronic medical records. And you see certain things like, a computer left unattended or something like that. There's just these just constant practices that you just hope that your medical provider is taking to preserve your data. You're really kind of at the mercy of their abilities and will to protect your data.
And also the insurance coverage, those companies also have virtually all of your medical information.
Oh yeah. I mean, the chain of custody or what have you with your information. I mean, it's everybody's got your information.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody's information is everywhere.
Some ways that people can be notified if their information was compromised?
I know some legislation is there's a drum being beat out west. California tends to be a leader in legislation that requires companies to self-report when they've been compromised to their clients. But still, I think that that's largely left to the various data holder, if you mm-hmm. will, to report to their customers. And you can see that there's not much incentive for companies to notify their customers mm-hmm. when they've been breached. I mean, even Equifax, I mean, one of the three data credit agencies didn't notify the few hundred millions that were infected or impacted by their hack. So No, there's nothing that an individual per se can do to stay informed of their hacks. Mm-hmm. Although there are several services out there that proclaim to, you know, monitor your information, but I would caution persons from giving this third party their email and password mm-hmm. to monitor the internet for them. No, unfortunately, it's a little bit of a Wild West out there still.
Are there some steps that people can take to protect themselves online?
Yes. So, definitely what jumps off the page is unique passwords for every single online account, every single account. I know that is a significant burden for an individual. There are tools and tips that we at Evernet advise our clients to do to manage that burden. Things like using a password manager can help generate unique and secure passwords, meeting secure criteria. But without a doubt, unique, secure passwords for every single online account.
Okay, so that is the best advice in terms of passwords, because, as you say, many people will use the same password just because they can remember it.
Exactly.
Now, I know people are told not to write your passwords down, but you have so many.
Right.
It almost seems like you need to do that, just keep it away from the computer.
Right. So, yeah, that becomes the problem when, okay, so now IT guy, you're telling me to manage unique passwords for every service account. Oh, and the 4 or 5 character password no longer suffices, so it has to be 12 characters long. How do we keep track of that? Well, there are reputable companies that are called password managers mm-hmm. that will follow you around on your various devices and computers that proclaim to help ease this burden. But I would say to that's also a single point of failure.
Right.
You put all your passwords in one vendor to help you manage your passwords. Well, that just becomes your attack vector. So we do have some really cool tips and tricks that we advise our clients at Evernet to help them. You know, follow these standards and security conventions to ease that burden. But, you know, unfortunately, it is a chore mm-hmm. that we all have to endeavor.
Are there some other tools that people can utilize in the way of protection for themselves?
The password manager is a big one. Those web monitors that proclaim to follow your data. But again, I would caution those. Mm-hmm. The other tools and tips. I can't think of any particular tools and tips. It's more of best practices and habits is okay. Really what the individual should be doing.
We're just about out of time, but I did want to bring up public Wi-Fi.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a big problem.
Well, public Wi-Fi giveth and taketh away, right? Mm-hmm. So, it's a lifesaver when you have poor cell service or, not a robust data plan. So you use it when you can. You may see on television there's many providers advertising a VPN service. Mm-hmm. And what a VPN service is when you're connected to the internet or public Wi-Fi, this VPN functionality on your device, your laptop, your mobile, will make a secure encrypted connection to the internet, isolating you from all others on the public Wi-Fi. So if you're going to use a public Wi-Fi, I think the best bet is to use one of those VPN services. Mm-hmm. It can be kind of technical for the average person to deal with. The other the other recommendation to that is don't use public Wi-Fi.
Okay. And before we go, Eric, can you give our listeners a place where they can go if they'd like more information about all of this we've been talking about?
Oh, sure. We can help you if you we're available. You know, we're searchable on all the social platforms. Evernet is the name of the company. Our website is www.evernetco.com. I have a blog there that I regularly post tips and things like that too. But you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, things like that.
All right. Thank you, Eric.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. That's Eric Burendorf, who is CEO of Evernet Consulting, LLC. That's our program for this morning. I'm Bill Pierce. Join me again next Sunday.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.
Hey, Rob. Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.